Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Covenant Cafe, your host, Lamar Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
And I know you want to hear the intro. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, for some reason, oh, there it is.
It's just the unexpected. Seeing before you know it, this covenant's not in vain. Once the promises start showing, so put your faith in motion. Praising before you get it. Encouragement's on your radio, so come and listen in. It's Covenant Cafe. Come get some praise in your system with Lamont Ferguson. Poetic Laces in the building for the moms and pops and children. Ushers, pastors, musicians, listen and pay attention. Expect a change and a difference. I'm too focused to let any doubt get in my way. Ultimate faith in God, I believe whatever He says. So glorify His name, He's more than worthy to be praised. I'm loving this covenant, Covenant Cafe.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamar Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And we've been out and about for the last couple of weeks with different events and also the Super Bowl. Hold on, and actually we do have a caller on our line already, which is great. It's a sign for a good show.
They missed
us. Yeah, let's go to the line right quick. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, line one, you're on the air with Covenant Cafe. Okay, I guess they didn't want to talk.
No, that one button to get you every time.
Yeah, it's that one button. It's that one button.
That
but, one button. Yeah, that one button to get you every time. Guys, be careful of that one button. I'm not sure what that one button is, but you got to be careful of that one button because it'll get you every time. Well, before we get into why we've been out and all that good stuff, let's open up with a word, as always, and we shall move forward from there.
Yes, sir. So the word today, it touches my heart. It comes to the heart, from the heart. From a brother who has a heart for me, you know, God gave him a word. I want y'all to keep in mind that your work is not in vain. Your work is not in vain. The scripture comes from Romans 8:18, and it says, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be received in us." I was given this scripture at a moment of me being tired during this week, man. I have performed at several places consistently, and I have been talking to so many people, doing so much grinding, so much hard work, and I've hit a point of being tired. And with everything going on in my life as far as the positive as an artist, but as a person, there seems to be so much negativity going on. I'm feeling like, what is the point? That was the point where I was hit, like, dang, why am I, what is the point of doing all this, God? Because I don't see no reward. I'm tired. And people might see the accolades, but they don't see the pain. Well, anyway, to chew up this scripture, you have to consider that everything that we're doing in God's name, all that hard work we're putting in, that even though we're going through some trials and tribulations right now, we have to consider that the glory is going to outweigh that.
Absolutely.
I used to have so many people tell me back when I was little that you take the good with the bad. And an old dude used to always tell me this. He used to always say that my good days outweigh my bad days.
Mm-hmm.
So going into this show, this is what we want. We want to keep in our mind, keep it in our heart, keep it in our spirit, keep it in our souls, that we have to consider that all this suffering, it can't even compare to the goodness of God, to the good things that's going to come to pass once we endure this. Because blessed is he who makes them to the end. If we continue to keep doing good, we can't be tired of doing good. I hear so many people all the time talk about, I'm tired of doing the right thing. Ain't like nobody notices. Well, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to not curse. We're supposed to treat people right. We're supposed to open the door for people. We're supposed to help the homeless. Whether we get acknowledged for it or not, it doesn't matter because we're supposed to do this. So we should not get weary for doing the right thing, for being that helping hand, that light in the midst of all this darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to consider that God is righteous and he's faithful and he's fair. So he's not just looking at us like, oh, yeah, they're doing what they're supposed to do, and there's nothing for us for that? You telling me, like, the wicked gets blessed, but the righteous don't get blessed? We gotta clean our minds off of that, and we got to trust that we serve an awesome God, and our labor is not in vain, and we will bear good fruit.
Absolutely. Man, nothing else I can say about that. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do is, I'm going to let you know this. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're going to do is there's two callers on the line already, and that's great. So we're going to go to line one and see what's going on here. Let me see. Let's see if they're answering. Caller, you're on the air with the Company Cafe, line one. Hello? Caller, you're on the air with the Covenant Cafe. All right, let's go to the next line. Caller number two, you're on the air with the Covenant Cafe.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Who are we speaking with?
All right. My name is Charles, and I am representing Blackstone.
All right.
I just want to, shout out to y'all boys for doing your thing.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
Appreciate it.
Keep it up, man.
Yo, I've had the opportunity to meet Blackstone personally. These are some awesome artists. I've already said it. I'm already working this in the room. I'm going to get these boys on the show. He didn't call in, made a guest appearance, but we're going to interview him because these guys are awesome. They're ripping up the streets. And when I tell you about true gospel and about really doing it for God and not for fame, Blackstone is definitely who it is. Matter of fact, while I got you here, is there a website or anything we can check out your music? I know this ain't an interview or protocol, but we definitely want to support you because you're really doing your thing for the gospel of God and for our community.
As of right now, it's not a website up, but that is in the making. But you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ Blackstone Ministries, one word.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And guess who's going there right now? I'm going there right now. You know how I do.
Yes, he ain't lying. He's not lying, I'm telling you.
So we definitely... Definitely appreciate you calling in and taking your time and calling in because, everybody have a lot of things to do on Sunday evenings after they leave church. After they pastor spoke maybe 12 sermons and you're sitting there and moving around in your seat, you get antsy looking at the watch and the clock. Well, we do appreciate you doing, you calling in and giving us a shout out. That's definitely... definitely appreciate
it.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, we going to show you some love. Those guys, they riled up.
They ain't never been that hype.
they pretty hype, man. Those are Baltimore fans.
Oh, we got to talk about that during the show, too. That's something we got to talk about. But we'll get to that in a bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but we thank you for calling in. Spread the word for us. We appreciate it.
We got you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Blackstone Ministry here on the Covenant Cafe. I mean, like, that was nice.
Yeah, that was.
That was really nice. For, you know.
I'm smiling.
I don't know, but I'm smiling. I think I'm smiling too, and a manly smile, you know.
But you know what? I'm gonna say that for when we get to the news too, because you know I always got a mouthful to say.
Oh,
I don't understand. This is my. You know what? I'm not even gonna say it. Let me say this right now before we go into it. I don't understand. It's like a book. If a book is read, and I call it read, the book is not gonna get offended, correct?
Absolutely.
So why if I say, well, you know, these gay, that's gay
because they
it's
have
unmasculine. How is that a problem? No disrespect to none of the audience, because I got so much love for y'all. Real talk. No disrespect. But
because
my issue is,
if it's offensive, why do they call it a gay pride parade?
And I don't understand.
Okay, so they need
now,
to
I've
change
said
the name
some stuff
of the
that might have been offensive, but come on.
So they're going to change the name of the parade, man. What is it called now?
hetero, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, no disrespect.
If that's what it is, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah, we got love for everybody. No, you know. But I want to say this, too. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to be good today. But however, we can talk about the Ravens. What about the Ravens, man?
Well, look, all right. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled about the Ravens, everything about them. My homeboy, he's actually in time. My boy, Najee Carr, he got his ring as a rookie. I'm proud. I'm just proud overall of the entire organization. I'm proud because, one, you know, they persevered through this year. They were the underdogs going to the Super Bowl. Two,
absolutely.
I like how Ray Lewis went out. You went out with a bang. And not only did he retire with a Super Bowl ring, but I quote, with God, all things are possible. That's what he said when he held that trophy. And you saw the shirt, Psalm 91?
I believe so.
That's how you go out.
Let me tell you what. This is the thing. And this is real. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, like, it was God's calling for him. I mean, they went up. I mean, there's so many athletes that's great that goes out without a ring. So many athletes out there that's great. And this gentleman was in the league for 17 seasons. He outlasted the allegations that he had earlier in his career about there was a murder or something. He outlasted that, and then comes Super Bowl week, these fools tried to say he was using some drug enhancement stuff through I forgot the piece. I'm going to look it up while we go to commercial, but I'm going to tell you. We're not going to commercial, but I'm going to bring that fact up later. But the bottom line is they tried to slander him again during Super Bowl week. And he was like, look, I'm not going to even entertain that.
Yes.
I'm not going to even entertain that. I mean, come on, man. I mean, they really tried. But this gentleman, he's 17 seasons in the NFL. And the NFL stands for not for long. And he outlasted the average time in the NFL is about 3 to 4 years.
Hmm.
That's the average time.
3 to 4 years? And bro, isn't it what, 17?
17. So, you know, see, people, I'm not going to get into the whole sports segment, but people get it confused because, like, the league, you have your superstars, okay? You do have your superstars. And people forget, like, on a football team, there's 52 players.
True.
So when you know only one or two or maybe three or four players, I mean, look at the other other, you got 48, 47, 49 players, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
40, mm-hmm. If you got four stars on your team, you got, okay, the other 48 teams playing. That's flying under the radar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So those guys are the ones kind of come and go.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, yeah, big up to the Ravens, man. I pull up on them. You know, good job. And you know what I'm going to do? They been coming out today, man.
Yeah.
And you could give a big ups to San Francisco because they their quarterback wasn't even supposed to be starting when he came into the season. He's been in the league about 2 years, three, I think, Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Alex had that spot. And he can produce. So they put him in there. And look what happened. Boy Sean. You know. So there it is. I wasn't planning on doing any sports, but hey. Whoop, there it is. No, I'm just joking. But what we can do though, no, you were supposed to actually say something about Ray Lewis. What else are you gonna say?
Oh no, that was it.
Oh, that was it?
No, I totally did that.
But yeah, big up Ray Lewis. Big up. Now what are we gonna talk about as far as the our world news today? What do you have?
All right, well first off I wanna give a huge congratulations to our brother Lecrae, where he has won his first Grammy. He has been killing the charts lately at spot 1 and 2. 1, 2 and I think 7. He's been in 3 top 10 spots for his album, Gravity, and he has been awarded a Grammy for that. And it's so big because it's not the fact that he won a Grammy. That's not what I'm excited about. I'm excited about he's still proclaiming the gospel. And if you ever heard Lecrae rap, if you heard his lyrics, or if you even heard him speak, you know this brother comes with the truth. And it's not on some watered down kind of like, he's not saying Jesus' name, but we figure he's talking about Jesus. Like, no, he tell you, I'm talking about Jesus. This is what the play is. Either get saved or you can go to hell. I mean, that's what it is for real, for real. So, big up to him, and he's still holding on to that true song. And I'm so happy because it's, you know, a Grammy is a secular kind of thing. You know, it's a secular realm, yet the gospel is there.
I have to interject. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, I'm sporadic. I found out what I was talking about earlier. He was accused, Ray Lewis was accused of using deer antler velvet spray.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, which contains IGF-1, which is banned by the NFL. But anyway, rule to that. He didn't pay no mention of mine. He won. And they try to say he tried to speed up his recovery of his torn bicep. That's what it was. Now I'm good. I'm sorry. Go back to Lecrae.
you know, the major thing is that the Grammy is supposed to be known as a secular event because, you know, they say Christian gospel, we have the Stellar Award, and the world is everything else. But the fact that Lecrae was in there in the Grammys, got a Grammy, you know, best hip-hop artist for his album Gravity, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So definitely big up to Lecrae and the whole 116 Reach record.
Man, the album Gravity goes hard. I bought that, man, and it goes hard.
Yeah, I was listening to it on my way to Orlando, bro, when you had sent me the link.
Yeah.
On my way there, I like, you know, the album's dope. He went off.
And I'm a huge fan. Okay, now I want you guys to hear me clear. Okay. Hear me clear. I'm a huge fan of an artist that can produce and not be afraid of producing his music the way it needs to be done. Because the thing is, if you want to feed the people and you want people to hear the word, you can't be afraid to say it. But at the same time, you have to put it in the bread so they can feed it, can eat it. Okay? If I come at you with a watered-down track and talking about Jesus, a person that's not saved, man, get this away from me.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying to hear that. Oh, no, you know that Jesus talk. this dude's been on tracks with Jay-Z. I mean, like, literally, like, some serious hip-hop heads, because his stuff go hard. When you listen to it, you think if you listen to a secular track until you hear that, the boom bap, and then you hear the word. Come on, man. Come on, man. I mean, you got people like Mary do it with the R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their tracks are, like, pumping, they're thumping, and then all of a sudden you hear, oh, this is what they're talking about.
Mm.
It's not watered down.
Mm.
You know, but, yeah, man, you got the dude is nice, and he's talented, too. I've heard some interesting people, man. And, so guess what? Lecrae, the dog pound. Okay, we got a caller on line one. Hold on, let's go to line one. Caller, you're on the air of the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamar Ferguson, and...
Poetic Lace.
Are you there? I think it's that one button. I think
that
it's sort
one
of,
button is notorious tonight.
I think it's like that Staples button where they had the little one button thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. But needless to say, like I said, Lecrae, I'm sorry to mess up your statement there, but yeah, he go hard.
Yes, he do. It was needed. It was needed.
All right.
Moving along with the news, I found this to be funny. So an underworld boss shot outside of Bulgarian courthouse. A convicted underworld boss was shot and seriously wounded in broad daylight outside the courthouse in Bulgaria's capital on Tuesday, sending a panic on people busy in the downtown streets scrambling for cover. So this is my interesting thing. All right, because a lot of people say that only happens in the movies, but in this story here, you have an underworld boss. You could be a mob boss, big-time drug dealer, not sure. But in the Bulgaria area, was shot outside the courthouse. What comes to mind when you hear that?
Shot outside the courthouse?
Yeah, right. As soon as you walked out, bah!
Outside. It reminded me of, like, the Al Capone days.
Yeah.
Where they had the Model T cars. Hey, there's a copper. Hey, copper. What are you doing, copper? I'm going to be driving my Model T car, and we're going to, the Valentine's Day Massacre or something.
Wild West. You like that? Moving on into these legal situations, Bahama voters would get rejected for a bid to legalize gambling.
Wait, say that again?
Bahamas voters gets rejected to bid to legalize gambling.
Wow. You know, that's my, I have other things in Bahamas.
Say that again?
Did you say Bahamas, right?
Yeah.
I have other things in Bahamas. I got to find out about that, find out what's going on down there.
So, matter of fact, the title was read doesn't go how it's being said. Voters on Monday overwhelmingly rejected the reference to legalizing gambling for citizens of the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's going on. So basically, you know, you have all the Bahamians, they're voting against the idea of legalizing gambling.
Okay.
Looking at it from some sense, I mean, that is actually good for their economy.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good. Listen, okay, now that's a tough thing to say. But truth be told, like, gambling, I've seen so many people lose so much from in real life that I've seen people, you know, I've seen people, real talk, I've seen people get shot over gambling. Like, say, you know, you're rolling crap in a crap game. And then from watching movies and TV shows, people losing their houses, people losing their lives from gambling, or just the whole love of money, period, has destroyed many lives. And if you just cut that out...
I don't,
you might have a W or two.
It's an opinion,
not a fact, though. I'm just saying.
I guess the way I look at it like this, yes, it's gambling. Gambling is gambling. But if you look at your lottery, The winners have lost their lives.
True.
The winners have gone crazy.
True.
Gambling is a true addiction. It is an addiction. However, your economy is bad. You need some things to uplift your economy. I mean, it's a thin line. But the thing is, when you get a casino, you get the good with the bad. The good part of it, it brings revenue to that area because people are coming from all over the place with the cruises. They're getting off. They're going to gamble. They're putting money in the pocket, so people are working.
Mm-hmm.
But the downside of it is, how many of those people that's working have it? And how many people on the island have the gambling habit?
Hmm.
You know,
looking at it.
Yeah, so, you know, it could put money in people's pocket.
Right.
I mean, I've been there. It's been a long time since I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, their main thing is the tourist attraction.
Right.
You know, so that's something they need to really think about. Because what's going to happen is you have Nassau and you have Freeport, because there's two islands down there. And what's going to happen, one of the islands is going to probably get it anyway.
Mm.
And then the other one won't. And then everybody is going to go to the other island to go gamble and take their money over there.
Mm.
So that kind is going to suffer. Because it happened to Detroit. And Detroit, here's the thing. Detroit borders Canada. So when I was coming up in college, prior to that, there was a huge debate on, should Detroit get gambling, you know, casinos. Everybody voted against it. Canada, they was doing it at the same time. You know, they have a totally different system over there. And they voted it in over there. So they start building the casinos right along the water, along the Detroit River.
Mm.
Okay, so people say, okay, I'm going to Canada to go to the casino. And a lot of people start going to Canada. And then later on, Detroit ended up getting it because they saw how many people were going over there. Now you have quite a few. I think you got about 4 or 5 casinos in Detroit now.
Hmm.
Yeah. So
that's a good way of looking at it.
So, I mean, it can help, and also it can help destroy. So,
that's true.
I mean, if you already have bad crime, I mean,
right. That pretty much is how life is. Period. To be honest.
Yeah, you gotta take the bad with the good sometimes.
Because even so, you know, the whole perspective is looking at it like, okay, we know that the love of money is the root of all evil. So
mm-hmm.
that whenever you have money in, like a factor like that, as a big factor like that, you know, corruption is due to follow.
Oh, yeah.
But the issue is, it's not necessarily the money, though. It's the heart, because it's love of money. So I'm definitely seeing what you're saying, because if you got people who are sounded, who are rooted and grounded in the love of God, or just period, just, okay, this money is just a tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Then we won't necessarily have those kind of problems, because I when I get money, it goes to tithes and little things in my ministry, blah, 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 and it has not corrupted me. But you got
mm-hmm.
other people, when they get money, they got to triple it, and they got to do this and they got to do that. So it all depends on the mindset. I totally get
it. Also, I look at it like this. I haven't had enough money to corrupt me. So I need to find.
That's true. Now, that's true, too. I mean, it depends. It's a heart thing. It's a hard thing, because you have people who are
mm-hmm.
who have money who ain't corrupted, and you
mm-hmm.
have some who, you got people who don't have money who's corrupted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it just comes down to the mindset. But speaking of money, so Los Angeles puts up $1 million reward Sunday for the capture and conviction of Christopher Doner, a renegade former police officer, they say, killed 3 people in a self-proclaimed war on his old department.
Okay, hold that. Because
we got to come back to that.
No, hold on. Just hold that. I'm going to attack that one. I have a lot to say about that one.
We have a call.
We have a couple callers here. They're trying to come through here. Hold on 1 second. Caller, you're on the air with the Covenant. Hey, how's it going? Who are we speaking with?
This is Ant.
Oh.
What's going on?
Give him the button immediately.
Give him the Rowdy Bunch.
What's going on? All is well, man. I had a pretty productive day as normally. I'm just glad to be on with you guys. Thank you for having me on.
No problem, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in on this Sunday evening. I mean, you can be eating chicken, biscuits, I don't know, payday, Kit Kats. Maybe this is some of the things that I want to eat right now. I don't know.
No. All right, we want to go.
Yeah. So, my man, Lace is going to do the interview.
Before we even get started, I commend you. Now, y'all know we've had Black Ice on here before, and that's one of my favorite poets, as I had mentioned. But this guy here, hands down, he's in my top list. This guy, I've been blessed, and I've had the pleasure to see him perform live. This guy has so much great things going on. When I tell y'all, when I was promoting, and I'm talking to people about we have an Ant on, like, I was not joking. Like, this guy is the truth. But now y'all forget that I said that, we can start an interview.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
So, getting started. We're going to pretend like I didn't say none of that stuff. We're going to pretend like I didn't Facebook, Twitter, I didn't talk about it in person. I ain't do nothing. Boss Man ain't promote. Lamont ain't promote. Nothing happened. We don't even know you. So, for starters, who is this guy named Ant that just so happened to get on the show today? Who is that?
He is a poet, an entrepreneur, a philanthropist. Too many hats. The man of many hats. Call me the Mad Hatter.
Absolutely.
I just try to, just be as positive and be a representative of not only, God, but also my family and, just the things that I've experienced. I just try to teach people through their problems, whether it be through poetry or a mentoring program or just whatever it is that I do.
Man. So I randomly heard on a grapevine that you're from New York and you had some things happen to you in your life and whatnot. So my question for you is, I'm used to dealing with a lot of people in the urban communities, and they have every reason to believe that they have no reason to feel good about themselves. Their success should not come their way. My question is, what is your testimony? What is it that God has brought you through? What have you been through and overcame that has made you be who you are today with all the success that's following you?
Right. Honestly, it's survival. We all are survivalists, things of that nature. But I was, born and raised in a very abusive home. A lot of negativity in my household. It's funny that before I even began poetry or anything along those lines, I was a singer. And I stopped doing it because of the discouragement of my family, my immediate family, things of that nature. So that's pretty much where I come from. I've been emancipated from my family since I was 14 years of age. I've lived on the streets. I've stayed in shelters. I've been through a lot, at an early age. And it just fascinated me and made me stronger for, my later struggles in life. Now when I run into struggles or problems, I kind of laugh at them because there's nothing compared to what I went through as a young child. And it just makes me more relatable to people. It makes me able to understand people's, struggle and their issues and the problems that they have. I've had money issues. I've been shot at. I've been stabbed. And there's not much that I haven't seen at an age that most people would never even have experienced it. So, it just makes me relatable and makes me a human being. It's one thing to have somebody come to your school or to come speak to you and they've been through no problems. They have no issues, you can't relate to them.
Now, I'm glad that you said it. That was the whole point of the question, because I wanted people to see, you being transparent and showing them, like, as a successful poet and the Mad Hatter, as you are called, for being successful as the Mad Hatter, you've been through something. So those people who are going through something, they also can persevere. Since I got you here now, we definitely want to hear something live. You mind giving us a poem?
All right. Well, I do something that I recently wrote. It's become one of my new favorite. It's called The Calling. And the reason I picked this poem is because people are constantly asking why I do so much. Why is it that I feel so many burdens? Why do I care so much about a community that I'm not even from? And to me, it's almost a slap in the face, you know, and it makes me feel bad because people are from here and they aren't doing what I do for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wrote this poem. It's called The Calling. And so I'll recite it for you.
At a very young age, I was charged and convicted with being a leader, quite possibly the worst life sentence to ever give a child. See, every day felt like hard times on the death sentence. Like a chain gang, I am bound for the responsibility of doing more with my life. At night, after a hard day, I can hear my soul singing to my weary body like, that's the sound of men working on a chain. Gang, don't you know? But sometimes, I don't know. I don't know if trying to always do the right thing is the right thing. See, they say a leader is a slave to the people, and spiritually, almost every day has felt like hard labor in the cotton fields, and the wealth life has left on my character. They hurt like union of open flesh and alcohol. They burn like an innocent child's first encounter with a hot stove, an uncanny mixture of pain and a newfound respect all at once. The internal wars I fight between doing more for those around me than what I do for myself, they leave me with emotional scars I wear like badges of honor. Alongside this battered and bruised beating object in my chest, it gives me a new meaning of a purple heart. See, that seems to be the color that black and blue make. With the world on my shoulders, at times it's hard to look people in the eye and tell them that each day is a blessing. And since it's been a long time since I unwrapped the present, it's hard to believe that being born to lead is more gift than a curse. See, leaders suffer in silence most days. Smiles become masks to hide a weary soul. There are women who have woke up next to me every morning and have not known that each day before I even open my eyes, I ask God, have I done enough yet? I take his silence at times as a resounding no. When things are at their very worst for me, I beg him to show me there is a reason. I often ask God, if you want me to do so much, then why is it that you give me so little to do it with? Like, why not just give me everything I need all at once? So I can just knock it all out in one swoop. Instead, zero balances visits my bank account, accompanied by overdraft fees like unwanted house guests. But during these visits, where I learned that you can make change even with change. See, there is no excuse to not give. Time, that is. For time is literally money, and each second is a wealth of opportunity. And most squander the riches like a child who's inherited millions but doesn't understand the value of a dollar. See, most mornings, I have to muster enough energy to inspire myself just to keep myself. Energy that can't come from anywhere other than the cosmos, because I'm different. I'm alien. I'm quirky. I'm weird. No, I'm strange. Yeah, that's it. I'm strange. It's an adjective used to describe my existence on too many occasions. And I wear it as if I won the Miss America pageant. It's an awkward position for a man, but darn it, I won. Don't judge my life. So the next time you see fatigue in my eyes, don't ask me if I'm okay. Ask me, are we okay? Because I do this for you. I do this for the young boy that believes no one cares. I do this for the young girl that sees her body as a worthless object, not as a temple. I do this for the impressionable mind caught in the trend of being a Barbie, but doesn't understand that plastic is a man-made object and God who made you. I do this for the closet poet that believes he doesn't have a voice, but the words that they write speak volumes. I do this for the parent of lost children and children of lost parents. I do this for the woman that doesn't appreciate the beauty of the stretch marks on her stomach when they are her most amazing she has. See, I do this for the woman that augments her body just to realize that changing her outer appearance has no effect on how ugly her personality is. See, I do this for the man that holds fast to the ideals of fashion but has no idea who he is. I do this for the abused, the mistreated, the hungry, and the unable. I do this because I feel your pain, your torment, your underappreciation, and your fear. I am there for you. So no, I'm not perfect. Nor have I had a perfect life or claim myself to be. If you ever need anything from me, I don't have much, but always know that you can have it. No questions asked, because this has been the calling of my life, even before I was born. And I confidently answer that call every time the phone rings, like, hello, God, what do you need from your soldier this time?
Mm.
Woo! You have to. Did you have to get on like that?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I hit the button so I can get my mind back right in mind.
That was pretty good, man.
I appreciate
it.
It's
better than my ABC poem. My Rose of the Red poem. Way better than that.
Yeah. I have a few different styles, you know? And that's lately I've been writing a lot of just straightforward poetry where I'm not even focused on the rhyming. It's more the content, and I'm happy with the progression in my writing, man. It's just been a long trek.
Now, isn't that how poetry started, though? And then back in the day, it didn't really rhyme. It was really about the message and the delivery.
True. This is true. And sometimes it's better to get back to your roots, you know, get back to the roots of things.
Absolutely. I mean, it's good to rhyme. There's no problem with that. But sometimes I hear a lot of poets because I do stand up and I do a lot of open mics, and I hear a lot of poets that actually put words in there. And sometimes I really don't believe they know they don't know what they're saying. You know, it's like they go through the dictionary. Let me see if this word rhymes with that word. I mean, I can't say they do. I can't say that they don't. But I'm just saying, some people, I just really feel that, okay, you just went in the dictionary and got that word. You know? But sometimes when you do the poetry without the rhyming words and it's just straight from the heart, I think that's better. That's just me personally.
I get it. I do think that sometimes, you know, like you said, that there are poets who go for the rhyming content better than, you know, the actual value of the words. To each their own. You know, I mean, I can't knock another poet if that is what they want to do with their poetry. Then, you know, I mean, it's their right to do so.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. That was dope. Now we have a piece called Inspiration.
Yeah, I do.
Now, can you give us a little background on that before we go into that?
A friend of mine, who also features on the, you know, on the track, is he came to me and he's like, we were having a discussion about how we are so inspired by the people who listen to us, the people who pay attention to us, the people who applaud us, and they give us life just by, you know, saying, you know, I appreciate your words, or I understand how you feel, or I was there. They give us so much life and inspiration in just, you know, giving us accolades or clapping for us or cheering us on. And so the song, we were talking about that, and then the song is basically a thank you to the crowd, a thank you to the supporters, a thank you to the people that support me, and I don't even see why they should at times, you know what I mean? Because we all question our gifts. As performers, as entertainers, we all question our gifts. Like, why do people show up? You know, we are always our worst critic. And so when we wrote that, it was like a thank you to those who are there for every step of the process, who, no matter what, push me for greater things.
Absolutely. Now, what are some of your, like, writing habits? Before I get into the song, what are some of your writing habits? I mean, what inspires you at the moment, or is it that moment, or are you saying, hey, today is Friday, I'm going to sit down and write some poetry?
It's all depending upon my mood. It's really funny. Like, there'll be spans of times when I don't write for like 3 weeks. There'll be spans of times where I write every second of my life. It comes in spurts. There are poems I've been working on for years and poems that take me 20 minutes to write. It all depends upon what I'm given. You know, before I start any writing session, I always pray. Like, hey, whatever you want me to, you know, whatever you want me to give to the people, boom, I give it to them. And that's what I do. And sometimes he gives to me abundantly, and sometimes he gives to me sparingly. You know what I mean? Just a little bit. So it's all about whatever message he wants. Like, there's a poem that I was recently working on. I've literally been working on this poem for about a year and a half. You know,
yeah.
And then the poem, you know, the calling, I wrote the calling in about 25 minutes.
Okay. And I believe that. You know, but definitely, you know, you put your heart in it. You just don't want to put pieces out there just to be putting them out there.
Right.
Now, so what we're going to do is we're going to go into this, and then we're going to come back out to you, okay?
Outstanding.
All right. All right, here it is, Ant, Inspiration on the Covenant Cafe.
I hope that God got my friend while I write what I experience. Doing this for you, I guess that's why I take it serious. Never would have made it, but persistence is the key to this. Steady getting better, so just listen for the rest of it.
Hand clap, applause, cheering, innovation. In their eyes, I see their deepest desire is motivation. For the long road to success seems like nothing but hard work, patience, and waiting. You all show love without malice or hesitation. You supported any chances I've taken. Your love has shown me a way out of my worst situation. You breathe life into my fire, birth, and creation. And all of this is why you are my inspiration.
I've been following the steps to get success, and I prepare for it. In this music business, never knowing what you're gonna get. Money and the fame is just a piece of what I'm looking for. Do this for the fans that download or buy it in the store. Promise I'ma give you all the things that you hope to get. Hard times, hard rides, life, and some party hits. Doing this is age 12, now I'm going down for mine. Now it's getting serious, I'm trying to sign a dotted line. I don't have a gimmick or a dance or some kitty rap. Grown man, grown lines, that's just what I'm getting at. Mindset on the Grammy, about to take it to the big stage. Bringing you along on my journey just to motivate. Keep me with a humble mind, lace me with a humble grind. Push it to the limit since I feel I'm running out of time. Consistently be making hits, bumping till it's out of it. This feeling that I gotta keep me going while I'm doing this.
By my side, you and I together, fan and performer, we ride. You may not be able to understand my drive, but you provide a fulfillment when I let my heart and soul bleed into this mic. With just you and God at my side, I keep my head high. Just promise you'll always be there when I need to confide. And I promise to you all, the fans, that I will always write.
Took me quite a while to hit the point where it was ride or die. Got to working on some mixtapes, studio and 9 to 5. Game on the standstill, mind on the anthill. Climbing to the top of the top. That's the real deal. Life is a rugged fight. Better get your mind right. Success is like a fruit, and there's no doubt that I'ma take a bite. People on my back, a lot of talk. That's why I'm doing me. Make sure my defeat is something that your hate will never see. My flow is on a different plane. I'm a student to the game. Lyrically, I can't be stopped. Yes, the flow is grade A. I do it like the greats. Put my mind in everything I do. And I got a crew called BDC, and yes, we coming soon. My eyes and my ears on the prize. I won't even blink. All it takes is a second. And you can miss the whole thing. Focus is my way in life. I needed you behind me. I guarantee if you play attention, there'll be more to see.
Regardless, perfect or stormy weather, we walk this road together. So don't forget to always clap. As long as you never hold those cheers back, I promise. To you, the fans, I pay homage, a reverent respect to those that see the talent in me I don't always see in myself. You show me to make the most of this hand I was dealt. I'm not perfect. I give you my heart and soul with these words. I pray that you observe this. You show me that living this lifestyle is worth it. Hand clap, applause, cheering, innovation. In their eyes, I see their deepest desire is motivation. Been a long road to success, seems like nothing but hard work, patience, and waiting. You show me love without malice or hesitation. You supported any chances I've taken. Your love has shown me a way out of my worst situation. You breathe life into my fire, birthing creation, and all of this is why you are my inspiration, and I thank you.
Talk to the people, make sure so they give you a clap, because since we can't put up lighters and stuff like that, put a light. Yeah. That was dope, man. I like the spin on it, man. I mean, it's, and we were just actually just talking about a watered down artist earlier. I'm not sure if you were listening at that point in time, but it's very important if we're going to feed the word to the masses, make sure they can feel what you're putting out there. You don't want that hand to stop and like, I don't want to listen to that. That's stale. No, that's his old Christian rap, or that's some Christian poem. I mean, it's what it is. It's inspiration, man. I mean, come on. I mean, there's so many people out there, and I think that's my biggest pet peeve, and Lace know it. Please. Sometimes people act like Christian has to be the weaker person.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And can you make that a little bit, water that down just a little bit so people can understand what, no. Why we have to water it down? And these other people don't. You know what I mean? You got the 5%ers, Wu-Tang, they 5%ers. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The 5%ers. And they let you know what they stand for. So why can't we do the same thing? That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
But I'm just saying. I mean, if people could go door to door and make you high in your own house, I'm not talking about the village. I'm not saying who else does that. They make you high in your own house because they on your porch. You know what I mean? It's like we only come out on Sundays and then we go back in our own. You know? So big ups, man. I mean, keep up the good work. I've been on my soapbox today, so we haven't
you
been.
You have. You've been going off since the start of the show. Well, Aunt, before we let you go, man, you got our attention. So we need to know where can we support you? Where's your events? What's going on? We got to keep in touch with you. You got a crowd following you. And we want to know, where can we get your stuff at? How can we donate? How can we even get your services, Mad Hatter? What can we do to reach you and stay in touch and support?
Well, first and foremost, I want to send two quick shout-outs to Great Dan LaVilla, which is a project that I recently released to the city. We recreated a Great Day at Harlem, if you guys know anything about that. So just, mm-hmm. Shout-out to Jihan, the cats downstairs, Victoria Thomas. That was one of my recent projects. We just had a release party. You were at that. We performed, Lace.
And, yes, I was in the photo, you guys, and I performed. Continue.
And he was in the photo. Yeah, so big ups to them and everybody, all my civilians. Also, Duval Limits Entertainment. I'm the vice president of, an entertainment group. But if you want to see me, you can find me on Mondays at Verbal Essence in Three Layers Cafe, which is located in Springfield. 1602 Walnut Street. We're there every Monday from 7 until 10 p.m. And what's the good thing about my show is once a month we do a charity event. Now, granted, Verbal Essence is always free to get into. We never charge at the door. There's no cover price, any of that. We just ask that whatever the charity is for that month, you bring something to donate towards that charity. We've done House of Angels. We've done Relay for Life. We've done, I don't know if you know who Odd Rod is. We've done Eric's Life. We've done a lot of different charities. And the reason I do that is because I may not have a bunch of money. I may not have $1 million, but because I have a venue where people come and they are blessed, we can bless people together,
mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about it. So, yeah, check me out at Verbal Essence on Mondays. We also Ustream it. So if you can't come out.
I need to tell you, I'm a charity case.
All right. What's your charity? Just need a dollar charity. I just need a dollar.
I had to tell y'all this. This was a true story. Let me tell you, here in Portsmouth, Virginia, and there's some interesting people here. Okay, and this is no lie, no exaggeration. I used to deliver papers. Okay, now over Christmas, our customers give us like $5 here. For delivering a paper, good service, it's Christmas time, giving out money. However, I go to the lady's house because she asked me to come so she could give me the money in my hand because she didn't want to mail it. So this guy rolls up on me on a bike. He has a bag, and he asked me this question. He said, "Hey, what is your favorite football team?" Me personally, I'm not gonna let you have my business because none of your business. Why you going up on me asking me about the football team? Anyway, he's like, "Hey man, what's your favorite football team?" I don't have one. Come on, man. I was like, man, I don't have one. And he was like, "Man, I got these gloves. I was like, "No, I don't want any. Then he's like, "Well, you know what? He started saying he got the Redskin gloves, whatever. Yeah, he takes out a pair of gloves out of the bag. And I was like, "I'm not interested." So then he's like, "Well, yo, can I get a dollar?" So I was like, "I don't have a dollar." Let me tell you what this guy did. The same gloves that he's about to sell me, he put them on and rode his bike away. Oh, man, forget this. But he didn't say this. He said something else. And he put the gloves on and rode his bike away.
Wow. That's hustle. That's what that is, man. You know, I'm from up north. That's hustle right there. That man said, "You seen you as an opportunity." Took the gloves off, threw them in the bag. Was like, "You know what? We're gonna get this quick money real fast."
Absolutely. I don't know. When you said charity, I just thought about that guy. But listen, I don't have a favorite. I do have a favorite team. Whatever. Season is over.
The way you said it, they didn't do too well. You can tell. It's whatever. Season's over. Just sheer disappointment in your voice.
My team is awesome when it comes to playing Madden, though. I'm just let you know.
As long as there's a controller involved, huh?
Yeah, my team is the Detroit Lions. We only won 4 games this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
we went from 4
games this year.
Goodness. We won't tell nobody that. We're just going to act like that didn't just happen on the radio. We're just going to act like that didn't happen.
You didn't have to say that, you know.
It didn't happen.
Anyway, if I would have told him who I like,
he probably would have gave his gloves for free. He was like, "You know what? I like the Detroit Lions." He was like, "You know what? You need these." I was going to ask you for a dollar, but you need these. I understand.
Well, we definitely enjoy having you on the air, man. You definitely got to call in again. We definitely.
Lamont, I got to ask him $1 million question.
Oh, there it is.
$1 million question. There you ready?
Yes. Let's go.
Can you or do you know how to fry chicken?
Yeah.
Listen now. We don't play about fried chicken over here. Now, it's the difference between cooking it and really making it. Now, because anybody can just throw it in grease and make fried chicken. But can you cook fried chicken?
Yeah.
I just don't like chicken, so.
Oh. You heard that, Lamont?
You don't like chicken?
I don't like chicken. I am not a fan of chicken at all.
Wow. Yeah, too many nuggets.
I used to eat it all the time growing up. It just, you get older, he's like, I don't know. I guess too many bad experiences with chicken. Just kind of, I'm just tainted. I don't like it anymore. I would much rather eat anything else other than chicken.
That's the saddest thing I heard on this show ever. Like, people died and all that.
You don't know what's sad. It's the it's stereotypical, not even being African American. It's just stereotypical that chicken is just one of the best meats ever. It really isn't. It's gummy. It's not properly cooked. There's too many tendons. It's just in itself, chicken is not a healthy meat. You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah. Well,
that's a better meat.
You know, yeah. Oh man, there's all sorts of. You know, I mean, if you like red meat, you know, there's your red meats. You get more bang for your buck with red meat. You know, if you like white meat, you know, this a lot of people don't eat pork or they don't eat, you know. Yeah, like I like pork. I personally eat pork. I mean, I personally have no qualms or quills with pork. Bacon love it here. You know, it's just, you know, it is what it is. You know, I don't like chicken. Just don't.
I don't like pork, but I sure love me some pork chops.
Hey, well, Ant, do you have a, this is my last question. Do you have a website? Don't you have a website or something that people can look
at? Yes, you can find me at ahynte.com. That's, again, ahynte.com, you know. It's the same acronym for my name. All have yearnings, none truer than enlightenment.
So y'all heard it, folks. Definitely go to the website, support this brother. He is definitely doing something for the community, not only in Jacksonville, Florida, but everywhere he's been. And you know, we're thankful to have you.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. We appreciate it. You have a good evening.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
Now, this is for you. I wonder if Alicia Keys could cook chicken.
You think so? Oh, she don't look like the type that can cook chicken.
No, hold on. I don't know. We need to go to this caller because he's been waiting. Hold on. Caller, you are on the air. We do apologize. You're on the air with the Company Cafe. Hello? I can't hear anything. You can't see anything?
No, I think it was that one button, again.
Man. But however, Alicia Keys, I don't know if she can cook chicken.
I don't even judge the book by its cover, but she don't give me the chicken fryer vibe.
She don't get it. Do you think she is like Starbucks kind of Panera Bread kind of chick?
Kind of. Now, this is the thing, though. Now, I'm not going to knock her roots because she did come, you know, come up hood and everything like that. So she has a good background. But I kind of think she became like Ant and migrated away from the chicken society. She probably grills it, though. But, you know, she likes good barbecue here and there. But as far as good frying, good deep down frying chicken, I don't see it.
You don't see it?
But she might, you know, now the old Alicia Keys, yeah, hands down, I say, yeah, you know, fried chicken. But if you listen, if your first time hearing Alicia Keys was, like, recently, like the new Alicia Keys kind of thing, I don't know.
Hey, my wife, she can cook, and I'm going to, I got a joke for her. She doesn't know what happened. If anyone have ever watched I Love Lucy, I have to call her Lucy because she did something the other day when she was cooking. I know you didn't see the show coming up.
No, I've seen the show. I know about the show. It used to come on regular TV when I stayed with my grandparents.
Okay. Now, she did I Love Lucy. She had an I Love Lucy moment. I had to call her Lucy because she messed up in the kitchen, and we had a nice laugh about it. But, hey, so Lucy. But, you know, I had to say that because she know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to put her on blast. She know what I'm talking about.
Dang, you going to tell us a joke and not tell us a joke?
Well, see, what happened was she wanted to make some, she did pork chops, and they were wonderful. And she had rice with it, which was
something.
The rice wasn't too healthy. That's all I'm
going to
say. The wife needed some medicine. Needed some extra stuff to bring it back to life. But no. However, hey, the poor child's made up for it, and she all good. I just felt like that. But man,
there it is.
What was I going to say?
Oh, we got to get back to that story because you had a lot to say about him.
Okay, the story, which story was it?
All right, so LA puts $1 million reward for donor. Los Angeles puts on a $1 million reward today for the capture and conviction of Christopher Donor, a renegade former police officer they say has killed 3 people in a self-proclaimed war on his old department.
Okay, I'm about to go in on this guy. Okay. First of all, we gotta get And the reason why I'm going to go in hard on this guy, number one, okay, number one, you are law, you're in law, okay? And his whole thing is he's trying to clear his name up. Now look, how are you going to clean your name up by killing people?
Mm.
How are you going to clean your name up? You know the game. You're in law. You've seen the movies. You've seen the have anybody seen Negotiator? And you can clap in your car, clap on at home, whatever. But in the movie Negotiator, Samuel Jackson had a good name, and he tried to clear it. And he lost his mind, so he took hostages. Okay, now here's the thing. To this guy that didn't, you know, committed this heinous crime.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they say, okay, hey, you're right. Okay, now your name is still not clear. Even though they say whatever you want them to say, you didn't kill people. Now you have to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my thing is you can't. And this is what on every level, what's wrong is wrong and what's right is right. This is what my grandma always told me.
Mm.
If you're wrong, you're wrong. Bottom line, right now you're dead wrong.
Mm.
You can't kill somebody and say, I want my name clear. You are in this situation. Now, granted, there's probably some heavy, heavy stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
That he needs his name to be clear.
Well, let me give you some more background on his story.
Go ahead.
So just to take it deeper, well, first off, this is the biggest reward in Los Angeles history for him to come in. And the thing is, what happened was, you know, he was let go during training because give me a second, I just lost it. Okay, because for filing false complaints of excessive force against his training officer. Now, before they let him go, he said, and I quote, he vowed to wage unconventional warfare against LAPD officers and their families.
Mm-hmm.
He felt that this happened because it was racism, due to some racism. So this doesn't justify at all, but just giving you guys background on what's going on. He's saying that he was let go off of racist terms and everything like that, and warfare had just been initiated.
Okay, all right. This is some heavy stuff still.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the surface of what we know.
And right, it's just the surface, correct.
I guarantee you there is more stuff. And I'm not justified. I just went in hard on this guy.
Yeah, yeah, true.
I have to flip the script. Read this, well, you and I always do.
Devil's advocate. Mm-hmm.
Now, whatever's going on in that police department, every person that I've seen that they interview have said nothing but good things about this guy.
Mm.
Everybody have a breaking point. Everybody. Some people's breaking point is more extreme than others, bottom line. My breaking point might be, look, man, I'm not going anywhere today. I'm just staying right here at home. I'm not dealing with anybody. There's some situations that's now going on but that I'm not dealing with. I'm at my point where, hey, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm not holding back anymore. If you want to know what I got on my mind or whatever, when you ask me, I'm going to tell you in the most nicest way because God's not through with me yet.
Mm-hmm.
But however, my thing is this. Everybody has their breaking point. Some people breaking point are severe. I'm not saying he's supposed to kill people. But his breaking point might have happened already. So he didn't reach another point.
Mm.
He just, you know, his first breaking point was he probably got into a lot of arguments. And, you know how when you grab a twig, and this is the perfect analogy, you grab the thin twigs, those are the ones that you can't hardly break. And when you break it, you still got some twig left because the skin is still kind of hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
Still together. They had already done that to him. And now the whole twig is not dangling anymore. It is snapped.
Hmm.
And because he has the firepower and he knows what he's doing, he's going in all the way hard. Whatever's going on in that place is definitely the devil's work. And it's so sad that this guy trying to clear his name up, he couldn't do it the right way because, I mean, he just lost focus. And now his name will never be clear to where he wanted. You know, some people do things, I'm doing this just for the point, just for the more, I want you just to be able to say this. Lace, you're right. Lamont, you're right. But he won't. And then, you know, with us, we just go ahead and move about. But now his life is done. His family, it's not just him suffering. His family is going to suffer from this.
True.
Because they have his last name. Was his cousin, brother, you know, whatever the situation is, they know that you're directly related to him. Now, they're going to look at you side-eye. People won't look at them side-eye because you're associated. You're his relative. So this rampage is not just affecting the people, the families that he's killing. It's affecting his family as well. So it's a whirlwind going on, and then it's sad that racism has taken so precedent in some areas that some people can't handle it.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you think about it, like back then, it had to be extremely hard when you cannot, if you're being mistreated, you couldn't go to nobody. You couldn't go, these people next door been playing loud music, they keep threatening me. Like right now, you can go to your local police station and say, hey, these guys next door, they're bothering me. They give you a restraining order, you know, whatever you need. But back in the day, you couldn't. You had nobody. And I think that's what happened to him. He's just like, look, I'm already an officer. You guys got to stop. You guys see what's going on. And he's still not doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's waging war on these people, and he's doing what the mob does.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, the real mob, not the local coroner guy that say he's MOB and all this other stuff. The real mob, if you owe them money or you've done them wrong, they don't go after you. They take your family member.
Yeah.
You know, what hurts worse? You know, that is worse because you have to live with it because you know what happened. You know
what's
your fault. And now it's your fault that this loved one is gone now. Because if you're gone, it's done. You know? And so they're ready to take you out. They make you suffer by taking out your loved ones, and that's what he's doing. I'm not justifying it at all. But there has to be some type of solution to these type of issues.
Mm.
It's sad, though, man. I mean, now his life is gone. It's gone. Was that your last story, or everything meant? I mean,
we definitely go into a song after that. That's deep. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I really feel for this guy. But I'm gonna let you know. We gotta uplift you, there are a lot of people that can uplift you, but Jay Moss and God's got it. Hey, God's got it. And this guy that's going on his rampage, I can't pronounce his name.
That's crazy.
But God's got it. No matter what they say about you right now is that you have to put it in the hands of God. I mean, you are going to face a consequence for your actions.
Right.
But you got to surface and accept it because that's what you did. You know, they wasn't accepting what they were doing, and now you got to accept what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I'm with you. I'm.
Here it is, J Moss. God's got it. We'll be right back.
Yo, P. Jay, ready? It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa, he's gotta, yeah. Check it out.
His album is dope, seriously. Like, you know, when we had him on the show, I already knew who he was. So I'm like, you know, J Moss is nice with it. You know, I remember I like his old songs, this and that. But when I really got a chance to hear his album, as my mom has this album, and I had a chance to listen to it, and I was like, wow. Like, I did not realize how talented he is, how blessed he is. His vocals are nice. The music, it penetrates the heart. It's uplifting. It's very powerful, man. And kudos to J Moss.
My man saying, see, I'm not trying to tell you what I read. It's what I know.
Hmm.
Here it is.
what else can you say?
And that's what, you know, it's funny. That's what Ant was kind of saying. When Ant was like, you know, everything he's been through, it made him able to relate to the people. I think that's what separates a person from being watered down, an artist or performer or whatever, you know, whatever title you want to give them. That's what separates them from being watered down. You have your group that comes out and it says words. Remember what you were talking about, just rhyme words. They grab a dictionary and just saying words. And then you got your group who comes out and who's lived it. And this is what it is. Like, I'm telling you something that I know.
I know.
Not something that I read or something that somebody told me. I think that's where the power is, when you have really lived through it. Like, it's certain things you have not heard me rap about or talk about. I have not been through that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so that's a lot of power. That's a lot of power in that phrase he said.
There it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors of the rainbow. You guys know what time it is? It is time for Weird. They're ready for it. They're ready. Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Chase. This gentleman, named Aaron Chase, dressed as the Joker, arrested for allegedly harassing Applebee's customers in New York. This guy's dressed like the Joker. He was charged with trespassing for allegedly refusing to leave an Applebee's restaurant. A dark nut is on the rise. A man wearing white face paint, a green wig, and the same red menacing grin as Heath Ledger's character from The Dark Knight was arrested for drunkenly harassing Applebee's patrons in Western New York. Aaron Chase, 24, sat at a bar at Applebee's on Sunday. He's intoxicated and without money and hassled people around him. He refused to leave when asked. Authorities charged him with trespassing and issued an appearance ticket. An appearance ticket? Wow. Mm. I don't know. I know you can get that one. That's a new one on me. That is New York. But anyway,
wow.
He had already been kicked out of the bar and up the road from the Applebee's for making gun gestures towards the bartender earlier that night.
Oh, my goodness.
People get a little uptight and nervous, as the bar owner said. But you don't see this every day. Chase has shown up in his establishment dressed up like the Joker before. Now, the 24-year-old was taken to the psychiatric evaluation. He was taken in to be tested. We take any call of this nature very serious. Sergeant Paul Gustafson of the LBPD, this is what he told the paper, especially in a situation where a person dresses up in this manner. In light of last summer's in Aurora, Colorado, you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Where James Holmes, his hair was painted red, and he cried out he was the Joker before he fired and killed the 12 people at that theater. So ever since then, they've been making sure each incident that they treat, make sure they treat it with all seriousness, and that's what they do with people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is my thing, though, about that. It's a question. It's not a statement. What goes through your mind? When do you get to the point of saying, you know what, this is a good idea?
Well, let me tell you something a little about the mental health field. And they didn't take him to jail, right up to jail. They arrested him, but
But they also took him in for a psychiatric evaluation.
Okay.
They felt that something was wrong with him.
Okay.
So apparently there was something wrong with him on top of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he's been taking medication, you know, most medications, you know, regular medication studies say don't drink when you're taking these pills.
Right.
These guys have stronger medications, so there's no telling what imbalance, you know, chemical imbalance he had going on that day. Not justifying it, but...
I understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So they, you know, they took him into the right place. He was tripping, you know. Yeah, he was tripping.
Mm.
Now, check this out. Iowa's governor, Kerry Branstad, pardoned. You guys understand when a governor pardons you, like
mm-hmm.
you don't go to jail or they let you out of jail and they say, hey, we read this case and he's okay. Check this out. Iowa governor, Kerry Branstad, pardons pig for a Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival.
You got to say that again. you, I don't think anybody heard you.
Kerry Branstad pardons pig before a Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival.
Okay.
Yes. In Des Moines, Iowa, a young pig has won a reprieve from the frying pan. Just as Iowa's popular bacon festival is about to begin. Iowa's governor, Kerry Branstad, pardoned a 30-pound pig, two-and-a-half-month-old Berkshire pig named Bonnie on Friday morning. The pardon took place outside the governor's mansion in the morning in a ceremony ahead of the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival held Saturday at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Man, a bacon festival, you know how much calories, oh my God, so many arteries around that joker. However, more than 8,000 people are expected to eat more than 10,000 pounds of bacon at the festival. Tickets for this year's event sold out in just over 3 minutes. Yeah, Branstad says he's pardoned turkeys before, but never a pig. Bonnie was selected at random from the State Center Farm affiliated with Eden Farms. An Eden Farms spokesperson said Bonnie will become a farm pet. So, this guy showed this festival showed up faster. May he rest in peace. So faster than a Michael Jackson concert.
Yeah. 3 minutes?
3 minutes. More than 8,000 people are expected to eat more than 10,000 pounds of bacon. I mean, you know, they're going to have bacon, shrimp, bacon, pancakes, bacon, waffles, bacon, sausage on bacon, bacon, Kit Kats, bacon, Reese's Cups, chocolate covered bacon, peanut bacon. How many ways can you have bacon?
There's some bacon lovers out there, so.
But I have
10,000 pounds away that you can you can serve bacon different ways.
That's a lot of death in the air.
You heard? You even heard Ant say he's like, yeah, I love some bacon. I love some pigs.
But I've seen here with my own eyes. There's a small mom and pop shop here in my area. They do experimental foods and stuff, and they actually had chocolate-covered bacon.
How is that? You ever had it?
I've never had it, and I'm not going to say I never will, but I looked at that, and I said that looks disgusting.
I don't know. Chocolate doesn't go with everything. In my opinion, it doesn't. I don't think. Like, I wouldn't eat chocolate-covered fried chicken, and you know I like fried chicken. I wouldn't do it.
Now, check this out. Last one. Hey, a Sri Lankan prisoner hides smuggled cell phone in his butt. That's how he got caught.
How?
The phone rang.
Duh.
This is the most unfortunate butt dial.
Oh, man.
A prisoner in Colombo, Sri Lanka, got into trouble this week after he attempted to hide a smuggled cell phone in his rectum.
Hmm.
They reported that the 58-year-old convict had concealed the phone along with a hands-free handset in his body cavity. The items were discovered when the prison guards heard a suspicious ringing. Guards knew he had a phone at the wrong end. That's what it was. Yes, an unidentified guard told the press. An X-ray taken of the prisoner in the local hospital reveals the phone and handset in all their glory. No word on what happened to the phone in question.
Oh, my God.
other prisoners at this particular prison seem to take their cell phones pretty seriously. In November, at least 27 people were killed when prisoners rioted during a search for illegal phones and drugs, according to Reuters. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm looking at this picture. Oh, it looks so uncomfortable.
Is it an X-ray?
It's an X-ray, and you see this device right in the pelvic area.
Oh, my God. But not only did he have a cell phone, but he had the headset.
The little headset, the little ear, it's like the little buzz.
It gets to the point where you, come on.
Yes.
How big is the cell phone? Is it an Android? Because this is an Android.
It's a small one. It wasn't an iPhone.
So it's a throwback prepaid phone, one of those throwback little track phones, little ones.
Yeah, probably, yeah. It has to be one of them small track phones or something.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's... Hey, did you call me? No, I butt dialed you, literally. That's
literally.
Literally.
And so, this is my thing. Okay, you smuggle it in, you get it in. Now, is that charger that's already in there? How are you keeping your phone on?
I don't know. What happened is they probably had some guards that's in there on their team.
Possibly.
That's going to help them do it. You know,
they
got to
do something.
Come on, how big is stuff? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the weird but true news. Now we're going to go to a commercial break. Boy, let me tell you something. When someone answers their phone, they're probably going to be like, man, this phone is funky. No pun intended. No pun intended. Hey, we got to pay our bills. So we're going to pay our bills, and then we're going to come out to the poetry spot because our time is closing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamar Ferguson, and...
Poetic Lace.
We got to pay them bills. Here we go.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? make a fashion statement, and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
This is the Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it free into the universe. Bring down the tongue and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now, it's a dime. Flow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked mind. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me.
This is the D Poetry Spot.
Welcome to the Poetry Spot. I'm sorry. I was just listening to her voice. This girl sounds so sexy, man.
What? Where is this coming from?
Would you hear her voice? I think we need to, I mean, I don't know. You got, like, we doing poetry. You know, I think somebody need to be spitting, like, some real stuff. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's very seductive. I understand what you're saying.
Maybe we need that so people are like, oh, what do you think about to talk about?
It's all good. I'm like, what?
It's all good. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Poetry Spot. This is the poetry portion of our show for our new listeners. We do the poetry. Lace have the songs, and we have other artists come in this area. I mean, and this is part of the show. And sometimes I do the inspirational stories. Now, today, I'm going to do an inspirational story. We did it last year sometime, and I wanted to revisit it. Do you remember the time in life one?
No.
Okay.
Good. It's a good thing, though.
But, yeah. But, this piece is not, I didn't write it. Lamont A. Ferguson did not write this piece, nor poetic. Okay, Lace. Neither one of us wrote this. Okay, I'm reading this off of the inspirationalpoems.net, so I don't want you guys to think, hey, he said he wrote that piece. No, he didn't. Had to get that disclaimer. The name of the piece is called Time and Life. When I started saying it, you'll remember. Imagine for a moment that there is a bank that credits your account each morning with $86,400. It carries over no balance from day to day. Every evening deletes whatever part of the balance you fail to use during the day. What would you do? Draw all of it? Of course. Now, each of us has such a bank. It is named Time. Every morning, it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night, it writes it off as loss. Whatever of this you have failed to use, I mean, invest, to good purpose. It carries over no balance, but allows no overdraft. Each day, it opens a new account for you. Each night, it burns the remains of the day. If you fail to use this day's deposit, the loss is yours. There's no going back. There's no drawing against tomorrow. The tomorrow. You must live in the present or today's deposit. Invest in it so as to get from it the utmost in health, happiness, and success. The clock is running. Make the most of today. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed a grade. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who missed the train. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who just avoided an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person whom won a silver medal in the Olympics. Treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more because you shared it with someone special enough to spend your time. And remember that time waits for no one. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That is why it's called the present.
Hmm. Yeah, I remember that piece. That piece is very dope. Oh, did I cut you off?
No, you good.
Oh. Yeah, I remember that piece. It is, you know, it shows the significance of time. Time is, you remember in Ant's poem too, he said about you always have something to give. You can give time.
Mm-hmm.
So time is the most valuable resource that we have. You may not have money, but you have time. You may not have a building, but you have time.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting how he broke it down to where first he mentions, if you had $86,000, would you take it all out? You know, and because you have 86,400 minutes, how are you going to spend that? Because you don't get it back. You can't take it out. You got to enjoy it.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is my portion. Because, see, I'm not a huge writer, so I go and read other people's stuff and bring their stuff to the light. You know, and I'm being honest. I write sometimes, but it's not, I shouldn't say it's not good. Because what I don't think is good, somebody might, oh, that is great. But I doubt it. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you young man, to our new listeners, this gentleman on the Poetic Lace, he's been doing some outstanding stuff. Can you tell us about what's been going on?
Yeah, God is good. God is really good. This week, you guys, I'm going to be releasing a brand new music video. It's titled Better Days. It's going to be the best one yet. It's not just a music video, but it's also a story. And this story, I promise, is going to reach a lot of people. God has really been moving. In January, I was number 7 on a top 20 independent artist list. Shows after shows after shows. God has expanded my ministry, this ministry, way beyond a region. Like, we actually going in different places of the globe. I'm in the Australia magazine, which we'll be releasing in the months to come. Interviews. I'm the face of a women's empowerment movement in California. God has just been doing so much that, you know, you put me on the spot. I didn't even expect to say anything. But, you know, go to the website, www.poeticalace.com, and you will see all the events, everything coming out. The album, When Silence Falls, is still available on iTunes, Amazon. You have to email me directly or contact me directly for a physical store brand copy, because I haven't sent the shipment or anything, so I got the shipment on me. God is doing a lot, you know, and it's been a hard grind. The www.poeticlace.com will sum it up for you.
Yeah, Now, tell everybody about the piece that we're going to play today, which is called Diamonds on My Neck. Is this a hood song or
is this the pulpit? Diamonds on My Neck basically is kind of like the essence of hip hop. It's the truth behind hip hop in some sense. When I say that truth behind hip hop, it's a hip hop flow, but it's letting you know that truthfully, you're a star when you accept Christ. Mm-hmm. You have diamonds are the diamonds on my neck is a metaphor for the anointing. For the anointing you're covered. When you accept Christ, you hit a whole new level of stardom. It don't take money, cars, clothes, women. All that stuff that they be talking about in hip hop, and we're not the true hip hop, but what they talk about nowadays on the rap, on the radio. Really, once you accept Christ, once you are walking in God, your life in God, you are a star, and there are diamonds on your neck, and you're guaranteed to see an afterlife of a mansion and jewelry. You know what I mean? Like this is what the Bible explains: the jewelry and your crown and all that stuff. You know, and my birthday was Friday. So turning 25 to look back and notice, like, you know what, I'm a star in God's name, and so is all my people. So is all of us, all of his kids. You know, we shouldn't look at what we lack and think that we're nobodies. Because God said that every hair on our head is numbered. I mean, we somebody. Well, you know how many hairs on my head? And I got a lot of hair. I'm somebody, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, Poetic Lace, Diamonds on My Neck, right here on the Covenant Cafe.
Diamonds on my neck, 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 diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck.
Diamonds on my neck, got me shining so bright. This is a side effect when you chill with Christ. This ain't a sun song, this is a punt song. Time to kick away the sin, hunt, hunt song. Tell me how you feeling, my whole team say, so you know we all grilling. Mouth full of white, soul full of gold. High up the Holy Spirit, but we ain't blowed. Cruising through the city with my sword in my lap. Not a gun, but my Bible, yeah, I stay strapped. But the special shots, my adversary drops. No weapon born against me, Satan has to stop. Respect this, check this, Nike. Jesus Christ in my mind, psyche. I'm just bragging about my heavenly pension. Yo, tell them what you get when you earn a mission.
Diamonds on my neck, 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 diamonds on my neck,
diamonds on my neck. Jewels in my crown, breaking souls of God, we so heaven bound. I got a mansion in heaven, so you know I'm saying. Oh, you following Buddha? Yeah, you know you're praying. Disrespect to your religion. Christ is like an eagle and Buddha is like a pigeon. See, I found it matters. You're the earth queen here. I see your wings low. Get your circle clear. Did I do that? God sends your boy like Stephon is back. I should be talking about the diamonds on my neck. Guess who gets 10% of my check? Ching, I pay my tithes. Heaven send down your prize. Yeah, I'm saved by Christ and I'm living Christ. When I get to heaven, I'll be rocking it.
Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck. 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 Diamonds on my neck, 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 drop top.
Diamonds on my neck, I look like a Jew-Rod. Christ puts the ice on me, now I'm cool. Praising God, saying, my. Muhammad, who? Oh, that's the other guy. Disrespect to your religion. If Christ is Goku, you're a little lower than Krillin. No Dragon Balls, we trying to save souls. You want 10 virgins? That's your main goal? That sounds a little silly. I'm talking about real eagles like I was born in Philly. Sick of Martin, I'm killing. Ice on my neck is getting a little chilly. Flow
floating on the cloud, I'm saved, so my mama's pride. Diamonds on my neck, I'm shining outside the crowd. Bow down, confess Christ, you know, stop playing. Instantly, your anointing will be saying.
Diamonds on my neck,
y'all. Diamonds on my neck.
Diamonds on my neck. That's a dope song, man.
I appreciate that. Glory to God.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have definitely enjoyed our day back to the show, man. I mean, this has been fabulous. It's 9 minutes left in the show. We go on for 2 hours, and I don't feel any of it. Do you?
That's all. I don't either.
I mean, like, we had the conversations, dope guests, you know, callers just calling in. We really appreciate you guys.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's a blessing, you know, people can be able to, you know, express yourself over the waves. And people, whether you agree or don't agree, that's just the way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you'll listen to somebody, you'll say, hey, man, they're wrong, or hey, man, they're right. So we definitely appreciate you giving us a chance to make that decision, whether it be wrong or right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Diamonds on my neck, you know.
Mm.
I'm good. With this last few minutes that we have, what are some of the words to live by for this week?
So the words to live by this week, it's going to come from John 8:31-32, which says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, if to really consider that a lot of things that Jesus is saying, in order to be his disciple, then you have to abide in his words. You have to be in his words. You can't say, I love God, I love Jesus, but you don't follow the commandments, nor do you do anything that's pleasing to him. How can you say that you love him, but you don't do nothing he says? On top of that, the phrase in general, the truth, will set you free. You know, it comes a time in our lives when we got to just stop dealing with all this falseness, you know, quote unquote, new word, falseness. And when I'm saying falseness, it's like, you ever heard the phrase, I'm wrong, I don't want to be right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we often deal with in life. I was talking to a brother, and I was talking about being abstinent. I was telling him how important it is and what we're dealing with abstinence, how it's a demonic possession, and all the crazy things that happen, how we damage our body, how we're open to AIDS. Sexual diseases, all this stuff, abstinence, you know, sex before marriage. And he said, well, sex feels so good, I'd rather deal with the after fact when it comes, the aftermath when it comes. And I thought that was the craziest thing, because you're a slave. You have became a slave to something that's very dangerous, that can really kill you. Not to mention, like, when I was active like that, you know, I'm 3 years abstinent, but when I was, before I hit this world, this true walk for Christ, you know, I was out there. When I was out after I would have sex, and I thought back, because I knew there had to be a calling on my life. It was something. God just wouldn't let me go. But if I had sex, man, I felt sick afterwards. Now, I never had an STD or anything, thank God. But I felt sick. I felt like it was something sucked out of me. There was just something. And, you know, come to find out, I mean, the truth is we're not supposed to be doing it. And that's what set me free. Like, I no longer, you would never hear me, I have a lot of things going on in my life, but you won't hear me complain about, man, she pregnant, man, I got an STD, man, these dudes hating on me because I slept with her, or man, this girl tripping ever since we did it. Like, all this kind of drama, that's something that's not in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I got other things to deal with, but that's something that I am set free of. So, you know, closing out with that, with this whole thing about to be a disciple of God, to say you really love Jesus, to say you really are part of this covenant, you have to walk in his word. This week I challenge you guys to walk like Christ, to really live for Christ, to really be about this and stop talking about it.
I'm asking you guys to start abiding in truth. Start living a life of truth, because truth will set you free. You know, a powerful scripture to really give you guys is that if you seek ye God, the kingdom, and his righteousness first, all else will come to you. So this is our truth. Let's start seeking God more, and I start holding on to his righteousness, because this is going to set us free, and this is what's going to give us the things that we desire. And when I say desire, I'm not talking about you really, really want a house, and you should get it. I'm saying when the more time you spend with anybody, you start acting alike. You know, the more time me and Lamont's been doing the show, our chemistry has built. So the more time I spend with God, the more I'm thinking like him. If I'm thinking like God, that means the desires that he has for me, I'm starting to want the desires that he has for me. So if I want those desires, the desires of my heart are going to be given to me, because God already wants to give me what he wants to give me. So if I want what he wants to give me, I'm going to have it. So that's what it's saying. It's not saying that, oh, if you ask God, you shall receive mountains and all this stuff, riches and da-da-da. Because what if God don't want you to have that? But you want it. That means it's something off. You're not at the core. But if you want what God wants for you, you're going to have it, because this is our covenant. This is the time you spend, you start thinking like him. You start feeling him. You start wanting what he wants. God wants righteousness. So you spend time with God, you're going to want righteousness. You're going to want to do right. You're going to start fleeing all this trash. So let's start walking. Let's start clinging and walking in truth. That's our word for the week, sir.
There it is. And actually, what you opened up with, I mean, we all heard it, you know, the truth will set you free.
Mm.
That don't mean, okay, well, I'm not going to do this, but as long as I tell the truth, I won't have any consequences. Just like that's on his rampage right now.
Right.
He wants them to tell the truth. That doesn't mean he's going to go unpunished.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he wants, hey, look, man, y'all need to tell the truth. Y'all know I didn't do this. Y'all know I didn't do that. But at the same time, you're doing something that you cannot do. You're not.
That's real. That's real.
So the truth will set you free. And yes, but and your spirit will be better. Your flesh,
right.
Your flesh is going to deal with it. Your flesh is going to deal with the emotional side of
right.
You're young, you're getting a spanking. You're older,
mm-hmm.
Or something, you're going to prison. Your flesh is going to feel it.
Right.
Your spirit is what's most important. So that is going to, that's the part that's going to live on. The flesh is going to be gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not easy, but no one said it is.
Mm.
So, you know, you just got to step out there. Just like the post I put, everyone goes blessed. They walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm.
You know, we all going to be there. You know what I mean? There's going to be a point where you have to say, hey, man, I gotta believe in them. Just like you have a belief in other things. You have a belief in the lottery. When you buy that lottery ticket, you really believe that that's the winning ticket.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't
mm-hmm.
go in there like, man, it's probably the winner. When you playing your numbers, I'm not talking about the scratch off. No, we running out of time. But real quick, when you're playing the number part, say, okay, these are the numbers that I'm selecting. These are the numbers that you really believe that's the winner. You have no control over how that computer going to call the numbers.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So that's something that you see. You have to believe in God, because when God calls your number, if you don't believe in him, if you believe in him, you have the winning number.
Hmm.
If you don't, it's a different story. But you know, I can't get into it because it's time to go. But ladies and gentlemen, we definitely appreciate your love that you showed us today. That is it. That's it. It's a wrap. So
mm-hmm.
we'll talk about this more next week. More weird news, more poetic stuff, more poetry, however you want to say it. Here on the Covenant Cafe, this is your host, Lamar Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And this is the outro.
This is the outro. So long, farewell. This ain't goodbye forever, but only time will tell. We had some funny moments, real talking interviews. Every Sunday, 7:30 Eastern time we do this. Build you up, encourage you. This is the D-Hour Show. Feel free to come on through. Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lacey's are the host. From the east to the west, we broadcast coast to coast. The Covenant Cafe, yeah, that is the name. We reppin' Jesus